You're listening to a Franciscan Voice podcast, your voice for all things good.
Ave Maria, my name is Brother Solanus Mary. I am sure I am not the only person who has been approached by someone, be they Catholic or non-Catholic, and asked a question such as, why did God give me cancer? Why did God allow my child to die so young? Look at the famine in such and such a place. Why does God allow all those poor people to suffer? Sometimes it can be hard to make sense of it all. It is reassuring to know that St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe was often faced with questions like this. Expert theologian that he was, he always had a ready answer. Let's take a look at an article he wrote in 1924 and that was published in the Night of the Immaculata, one of the Polish magazines published in the Epoch Llanów. This article seems quite appropriate for our second Lenten meditation. Not later than the day before yesterday, a man asked me the following question. Usually it is the good people who suffer, whilst most of the time the bad get on quite happily. Where is the justice in this? God is infinitely just, is he not? Yes, of course. Otherwise, he would not be God. Consequently, he must reward every good deed and punish every bad action. No action, no word, no thought shall escape his judgment. Currently, however, is there really even one person in the world, even the worst of them all, who never does anything good? There certainly is not. Well, at least from time to time, everyone does their duty well, or shows mercy to his neighbour, or manages to do at least some other good deed. Well, if that man will have lived so badly that after death he deserves hell, when could God possibly reward him for what little good he had done? When? In the next world? But only hell awaits him there. So in this world. Besides, is there possibly one person, even the best of them all, who has never done anything wrong? Such a person does not exist either. And it is true, since even the just man falls 7 times a day. Therefore, if God wants to shorten purgatory for him, or just grant him paradise, where will the settling of accounts take place? Well, it must really be so. God shows special love precisely towards those whom he already punishes in this world, since in purgatory there only exists a long and heavy punishment. And if we willingly accept the crosses in this world, we merit even greater glory in heaven. Whence also the proverb, God loves those whom he strikes. Therefore, bad people who enjoy a happy life are not to be envied at all. They themselves should instead fear greatly that this may in fact already be the reward for the little good they have done.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at franciscanvoice.org.